Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Your future is important. Take time to plan for what can go right. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Text 51551. Drive Time on RTE Radio 1.
The long-term impact of working from home is becoming more and more evident, with a rise in the number of people who are sick long-term due to lockdown-related injuries. The UK Office for National Statistics found a big rise in the number of people unfit for work because of neck and back injuries. Over 70% of the rise occurred after the start of COVID, they say. Dr. Kieran O'Sullivan is Associate Professor in the physiotherapy in the School of Allied Health at the University of Limerick, and he joins me now on the line. You're very welcome, Dr. O'Sullivan, to the programme. You had a look at this study. What do you make of it?
Good evening, Cormac. Well, I guess the study is very interesting, but what's more interesting is not just the data presented, but I guess how some of it has been interpreted. When we look at how this was initially reported in the media, we can see that there is truly a big increase in sick leave, but it was pretty much all attributed to the effects of the pandemic and working from home, whereas this large increase we're seeing is going right back to the start of 2019 and late 2018. And I know it seems like we've been in this pandemic for quite a long time, but it doesn't quite go back that far.
Okay.
And then equally, when we talk about people being injured from working from home, when we look at the data, we see that less than one in five of the people who go on to this sick leave were actually working before that. So in other words, we're looking here not at a group of healthy, perfectly well people who developed back pain during COVID. We're looking at people who have gone on sick leave for reasons, one of which is back pain, but critically, it's related to a whole range of other factors. And we see that, I guess, in particular ages. So, for example, the biggest increase in back pain was seen in the youngest group of people aged less than 35. And then there's probably some hints as to why that group particularly have been affected.
So what are the hints?
So, for example, we have no evidence, for example, as was reported in some of the media, these people were sitting differently or assuming uncomfortable postures. However, we do see that this age group were particularly affected in terms of their mental health and social participation. And knowing what we know about back pain, that it's strongly linked not just to your physical tissues like your back, but your overall sense of mental health, the fact that that age group have been particularly affected by insecure job situations, 0-hour contracts, and the sense of, with remote working, always being on call, those things are probably far more relevant to their back pain and to the likelihood of them seeking sick leave than trivial things like, you know, the way they sit and whether they sit on a couch or a different chair to what they usually sit on.
You hear a physiotherapist talk about how you sit being trivial, because we hear so much about it, the chair and the position of your elbows at your desk and whether, you know, the chair is leaning a certain way and how your shoulders are and all that. You're saying that that's really not the most important thing.
No, not at all, Sarah. And you're right in that, like, if I go back, I did my PhD on sitting posture and people with back pain. And if I really wanted to get a group of people in a room to sit up straight, I would go in and say, my name is Kieran, and I look at how people sit. And pretty quickly, people feel judged. You can almost sense them. They all look like they're about to go for an interview or a first date by how upright they sit. But what's critical when we look at the data is that it looks like if you slouch, you're going to get back pain at some point in time. But if you sit upright, you're going to get back pain. And that is because we'll all get back pain at some point in time. But the mistake we made is that we attributed particular types of ways of moving and sitting, like slouching or bending forward, as being bad. And, you know, when we look at the evidence, a lot of that looks like it's based on aesthetics around what looks pretty or attractive, but not in any way based on, you know, evidence around back pain. And this mightn't surprise you, but we see those beliefs being more attributed to women. So it might be slightly okay for men to slouch and let our bellies hang out, but there's even more pressure on women to sit upright and assume certain postures. And until we change some of that narrative around, you know, what's an acceptable posture, some of the stuff we see here in this study is going to be continued. And I guess the emphasis, you know, based on ergonomic assessments in workplaces, that's really driven by legislative concerns and the fear of, you know, being sued amongst employers. It's not based on any sense that that's had a meaningful impact on sick leave.
Give people takeaway advice in 20 seconds, Kieran, if you can. Is it movement, continuous movement as much as possible?
Sure. So what we'll, I suppose, to give you a catchphrase, we'd say treat the human, not the scan. So, for example, whatever about the way you sit or what an MRI scan looks like, you know, sit, move, bend, whatever way you want, but then get healthy in the broader sense. Activity, yes, but also sleep, stress, mental health, diet, the whole shebang, because when it comes to pain, everything matters a little bit. It's not just about one little thing.
Well, that is fascinating stuff. Dr. Kieran O'Sullivan from the School of Allied Health at UL, thank you very much indeed.